Thank you for joining me once again here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today, featuring all the headlines I can grab from around the world that are worthy of your time and mine while we sip our coffee and or beer, depending on which part of the world you reside. But if you are residing in America, you might be interested in the goings-on between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. These guys are going at it. You ever heard the phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? That kind of thing. You might have repeated it when you were a kid. But at the end of the day, it seems like words have indeed hurt Devin Haney, who doesn't feel like going to the press conference later on because of the immense number of social media followers that Ryan Garcia has. But let's start off the episode with a bit of news out of one of my favorite fighters, Jared Anderson, the real big baby. For some reason, he's got to pick a new nickname for himself. But anyway, he's announced, or his team has announced, his undercard for his big fight coming up in Corpus Christi, Texas, when he's taking on Riyad Mehrhi. I've announced it before, but I'll just announce the full undercard. As you know, heavyweights Effie Ajagba going at it. Guido, a gladiator of Vianello, being his opponent. It's a 10-round battle of 2016 Olympians taking place, as I said, April 13th on ESPN. We have some openers, and this is what I wanted to get to. The 8-round televised opener features 3-time world title challenger Robson Canseco, 17-2-1, 8 knockouts, looking to keep his junior lightweight world title hopes alive against the upset-minded Jose Guardado, 15-1-1, 5 knockouts. Canseco, a 2016 Olympic boxing gold medalist, is coming off a draw against 3-weight world champion Emmanuel Navarrete. So in the scheduled undercard action, presumably, just streaming live exclusively on ESPN+. There's a clash between unbeaten junior lightweights, Henry LeBron, 19-0, 10 knockouts, ranked in the top 10 by the WBO and IBF. He'll face Charlie Suarez, 16-0 in a 10-rounder. Hot unbeaten 19-year-old southpaw lightweight Abdullah Mason, featured often on Talk and Fight, 12-0, returns in an 8-rounder against Ronald Ron, 14-5, 11 knockouts. We also have featherweight contender Ruben Villa, 21-1, 7 knockouts, will fight Christian Cruz Chacon, 22-6-1, in a 10-rounder. And opening it up, I guess, local welterweight John Rincon, 8-0, undefeated, looks to thrill the hometown fans in a 6-rounder against an opponent to be announced. Good stuff. Quick little note here from Wasserman Boxing. They have re-signed WBA number 7, Abasa Barahu. Their official announcement states, Wasserman Boxing announced that WBA number 7 super welterweight Abbas Barahu, 14-1, 9 knockouts, has signed a new deal. And now Barahu, who's been promoted by Wasserman and Kali Sauerland since he made the professional debut back in 2018, will fight for the vacant EBU European title on an upcoming fight at the Telford International Center in Telford, England. And he'll go up against Sam Eggington, who's 34-8, no slouch. That'll take place for all you English fans on Channel 5 in the UK. Barrow's only loss was a split decision against former world champ Jack Cooley back in 2020. So good stuff for UK fans looking at someone who's looking to reclimb, if you will, the rank, so to speak. Let's see if we've got some more information. Yes, we do. Top super welterweight Sebastian, the towering inferno Fundura, and Sirhai Bohachuk will meet for the vacant WBC super welterweight title on March 30th. But it will be far from the first time they've shared a ring, as Fundura explained ahead of the pay-per-view clash on Prime Video from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. He said, "We used to spar, Bohachuk. At that time, I sparred him a lot before I faced Vishon Owens and the fight after that. We stopped sparring around 2019, maybe early 2020. Bohachuk and I have sparred thousands of rounds together, but that's in the past. We're both in different places now as fighters. It's an honor to have shared so many rounds with him. I would have rather had my first world title fight against somebody else. He's a come-forward fighter who throws a lot. I know he might be stronger now, but that's the same aggressive style of what I see. My job is to show the difference between us on March 30th. So Fandora and Bohachak. Then maybe Tim Tsayu, who knows? Jader Promotions presented an 11-round card at Live Casino and Hotel in Maryland. And here we have some results. In the main event, super middleweight, Emmanuel Alim, 23-2, 13 knockouts, stopped Malcolm James, 17-4, 10 knockouts. In round number four for the vacant WBC, pickup box, and WBO Continental titles. In the co-main event, super bantamweight Yakeem Hutcherson, 11-1-1, outpointed Brandon Chambers, 9-3-1, over eight rounds by scores of 78-74, three times. And that bout happened to be a rematch, so maybe we'll see them again for a trilogy fight. In other news, we saw power-punching lightweight Miguel Madero, 31-2, score a hard-fought victory, 10-round split decision over WBA number 14, Justin Pauldo, on Wednesday night at the White Sands Event Center in Plant City, Florida. Quite a slugfest, apparently, even though Maduno was deducted a point for hitting behind the head in round number five. Unbeaten light heavyweight knockout artist, Naji Lopez, 10-0, eight knockouts, got all he could handle from Marcos Escudero, 14-3 in a 10-round majority decision. Close competitive fight, apparently, with both having their moments. Unbeaten two-time Olympian. This is a good one. Sendbartar, my Mongolian mole, Endarbat, 9-0, won his official lightweight debut in an 8-round NEMS decision over at Mohamed Suomiaro, 14-3. Scores were 79-73, 80-72, 80-72. Some good news from around the world in the world of boxing with respect to Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. Let's see what is happening on their front. As reported by Scott Christie over at Bad Left Hook, he's saying there's increasing doubt over whether or not Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia are actually going to fight as planned on April 20th. And after Garcia said he was high as fuck during an Instagram live video last night, Haney said he'll not attend the planned press conference coming up in Las Vegas. Garcia, 25 years of age, was asked during the social media stream how training was going, which he said was amazing, and then chuckled and said, "I'm laughing because I'm high as fuck." Before saying that, he wants to fight UFC champ Sean O'Malley in MMA. Haney, 25 years of age also, clearly is starting to think he won't be fighting Garcia. What? He said in a, you know, what do they call them, tweets or X's or whatever they're called, "I'm not going to that press conference. This dude, Ryan, is wasting mine and everybody else's time." Haney had previously said that he thought Garcia was drunk as a skunk at their New York press conference held recently. Haney, 31-0, 50 knockouts, is slated to defend his WBC super lightweight title against Garcia, 24-1, at Brooklyn's Barclays Center, which is another part of the situation Garcia has recently not been in favor of, as the fight was previously planned for Las Vegas before being moved. But, you know, he's got 11 million followers now, so I think those followers are going to want to see him fight wherever he fights. And I'm sure his pay-per-view numbers will be pretty impressive as well. So let's have a quick look at the psychological effect of what Garcia has been saying. And with Devin Haney threatening not to attend that Los Angeles press conference to promote their April 20th fight, Haney is becoming a bit frustrated with Ryan's dominant presence, says BoxingNews24.com. So is he jealous or out of his depth? Some feel that Haney is jealous at being upstaged by Ryan, and he doesn't want to endure another day of it after their initial press conference earlier in the week at the Barclays Center over in New York City before when he was overshadowed by Ryan's social media skills and stardom. And that could be something hard to take for Devin. I'm not going to that press conference in Los Angeles. This dude, Ryan's wasting mine and everybody's time. As I said, he said that on social media. The comment by Haney shows how exasperated he is. Perhaps he's starting to know that he's over his head and incapable of matching Ryan in the marketing skills department. As I said, Ryan Garcia's got his 11 million fans, and Ken Woods over BoxNews24.com is saying maybe the psychology is getting to Devin Haney. As I said, 31-0, he's got quite a record, but maybe he's not that good when it comes to fighting with words. Not that they mean anything when it comes to stepping into the ring, but let's wait and see. Speaking of stepping into the ring, it looks like Chris Eubank Jr. is looking for another option other than Conor Benn. I know they're two British fighters who don't like each other, and a lot of British fighting fans were probably looking forward to a rematch between Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. But Brighton's Eubank Jr. apparently has a lot of options, according to his promoter, Kelly Sauerland. So his record's 33-3, and claimed a bit of a redemption in a rematch against his British rival Liam Smith last September in Manchester with a 10th round stoppage. So let's see who Sauerland thinks he's going to fight next. Let's have a look here. Lots of options of Sauerland. Janabek Elmkanuli, who won the WBO title. That's an interesting fight, he says. Then there's Cal Brook. I thought he'd retired, but then again, maybe not. And he's also mentioning Josh Kelly. An interesting fight, but he says not one we're currently talking about. So although boxing fans over in the UK might like to see Eubank Jr. go up against Conor Benn, Conor Benn still has his issues regarding his drug allegations, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, who's it going to be? I don't know. And it doesn't look like Kelly Sauerland knows either. So we'll wait and see. But on the horizon, we have a young guy by the name of Raymond Ford. This guy signed to Matchroom, and he's about to get his first shot at a world title against Ukrainian boxer Otabek Kolmatov. And that's taking place at a Turning Stone in Oneida in upstate New York. Ford, apparently, according to BoxingScene.com, is a gifted southpaw, poised and cultured, slick, quick, and gifted. He's also only 24 years of age and a former Golden Gloves champion. He's keenly waiting for his big chance. But Ford is moving into hostile territory. As I said, he's a Matchroom fighter who boxes on his own. But when he fights the guy from Ukraine, he's going to be shown on Top Rank as ESPN. So Top Rank, as you know, won that purse bid for the fight. But Ford doesn't pay any mind to the politics. He says he just wants to fight. Good for him. Ford does have a troubled past. But boxing helped shape his future and gave him hope when he said there was not a lot of that. I used to fight a lot, had a lot of anger issues, he admitted. I would fight and get in trouble. But Ford stops there. He does not want to brag or glamorize that part of his life. But to see where a man is, sometimes you must know where he's been. And did he get into serious trouble? Yes, I did, he responds. I got suspended from school. I got expelled. I went to juvie for a year. There's nothing cool being in juvie. That's juvenile detention. You're around a bunch of males just like you. There are no females in there. But I like being around females, he said. And boxing's changed his path. It gave him a different identity and a belief that his life could be better. He's also good at it and admired the likes of Floyd Mayweather, Roy Jones Jr., and Andre Ward. And he started to grow up, too. For sure, he said. And of course, getting older and being more mature, just making decisions in life. I got back into boxing in my second year in high school, and I've just been locking in ever since. So good luck to this young man from Camden, New Jersey, as he steps in to fight a big Ukrainian, Otabek Kolmatov. His name's Raymond Ford. Look out for him. One last thing I'm going to mention here. It's more of a question, and it popped up on my radar, courtesy of boxing247.com. In an article written by James Slater. You can go check it out. He asks the question, is Anthony Joshua's career on the line in his upcoming March 8th clash with Francis Ngannou? A loss to Ngannou, clearly just 0-1, and a pro boxer, would be catastrophic for AJ. For the former two-time heavyweight champion, of course, Joshua could carry on fighting and he would still earn big money, but would it be the same if AJ has a loss on his record that was put there by basically a novice boxer? A knockout loss would be very possible and would prove traumatic to Joshua that the 34-year-old multimillionaire would indeed walk away. But there's a very real danger of Joshua losing to Ngannou. Or is this fight a gimmick fight? In the opinion of some, easy work for Joshua, AJ being a man who's had so much more experience in the ring compared to the former UFC heavyweight champ. Maybe you're someplace in between. One day feeling the fight is indeed a risky one for AJ. The next feeling it's a money grab for AJ. My personal opinion, I think AJ's in for a hell of a fight, and I think he's going to lose. I think Ngannou is going to beat him. So the question is will AJ hang up the gloves? I posted that question on our YouTube channel. Let me know what you think, and certainly let me know what you think in your comments as well. I'm always looking forward to your comments. And I'd like to thank you very much for joining me once again here on Talk and Fight. Appreciate it very much. Remember to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell for me, and join us tomorrow again at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.